The first finder was a boy called Augustus Gloop, a 9-year-old boy who was so enormously fat, he looked as though he had been blown up with a powerful pump. Great flabby folds of fat bulged out from every part of his body, and his face was like a monstrous ball of dough with two small greedy currency eyes peering out upon the world. The newspapers announced that the second lucky person was a small girl called Veruca Salt, who lived with her rich parents in a great city far away. She was sitting between her beaming father and mother in the living room of their house, waving the golden ticket above her head and grinning from ear to ear. The third ticket was found by a Miss Violet Beauregard. She was standing on a chair in the living room, waving the golden ticket madly at arm's length, as though she were flagging a taxi. She was talking very fast and very loudly to everyone. But it wasn't easy to hear all that she said, because she was chewing so ferociously upon a piece of gum at the same time. The fourth golden ticket was found by a boy called Mike TV. The 9-year-old boy was seated before an enormous television set, with his eyes glued to the screen. And he was watching a film in which one bunch of gangsters was shooting up another bunch of gangsters with machine guns. He himself had no less than 18 toy pistols of various sizes hanging from belts around his body. And every now and again, he would leap up into the air and fire off half a dozen rounds from one or another of these weapons.